Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk to Jason Longshore about this, because that's a good starting point as we talk about Atlanta United. And Jason and Mike Conte will have the call for you guys right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as Atlanta United continues its quest to get back in the playoffs. Six matches remain. And Jason, what do you make of that news, or at least what, you know, Pineda was saying this morning on the morning show?
It's not a huge surprise, because you've got six games here and Atlanta United needs to win at least three of them, I think, to get into the postseason. Three at home, three away. It has a little bit of the feel, honestly, of what the U.S. men's national team just went through, where they had two games at home, one away, and Greg Berhalter took some chances with the lineup in Panama that didn't pay off, but those chances were taken to try to make sure that he won the second home game, which he did. That's what this feels like a little bit. With Joseph Martinez, not 100%, you know, would he be able to give you 90 tomorrow if you played him? No, because he's obviously on the borderline of going. So would you rather have more of him at home on Wednesday, or use him for whatever limited amount of time that you have tomorrow and potentially complicate things? I think you save him for the home game. That's what makes sense.
I know that we have struggled, though, putting the ball in the net on the road. Obviously, that 2-1 last loss before we had the international break was really just aggravating, because it was there for the taking. But it seems like, we know, Jason, we're such a better team at home. So can the other guys step up? You know, we call them the scorers, for lack of a better word. Barco and Sosa, Moreno. Can these guys pick up the slack?
Yeah, I think getting Marcelino Moreno back is huge right now, because, remember, he didn't play in that game in Montreal. To have him back in the group is a really big help, because it does take some of the weight off of Ezequiel Barco's shoulders. And this is the time of year, we see this in any team, any sport, you've got six games left in your season, you're fighting for a playoff spot. If you get into the postseason on a good run, you can make some noise, but people have to step up. We know that Brad Guzan has been through this. We know he can step up. We know Miles Robinson has stepped up for the national team. We know Joseph Martinez is Joseph Martinez. Who else is going to step up? Who are we going to be talking about as maybe not a vocal leader in the group in demonstrating that, but who's going to show us on the field that they can put the team on their back a little bit? What we've seen from Ezequiel Barco this season, he's been that guy. Now he has the spotlight to do it on a bigger stage.
It's a great point. It's Jason Longshore, analyst for our Atlanta United, taking on Toronto tomorrow here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come on through and see us, guys. Let's talk about, you know, what you've seen as we've transformed over the course of the season. And we were talking to, I think it was George Campbell, Mike, the other day, and we asked him about Toronto, and he said he thinks they're a little different team than what we saw earlier this year. What do you think?
Yeah, Toronto is different than what we saw at the Benz, because that was a midweek game for them on a road trip, and they decided to rotate heavily and rest some players. They've almost went back to basics, Toronto. Josie Altidore is possibly going to be part of this match on Saturday. He's missed a lot of time due to injury. Alejandro Pozuelo is possibly going to be part of this match. He's been missing time. He didn't play in the last game before the break. But they went back to basics in two center backs in Omar Gonzalez and Chris Mavinga, who are veterans who have been very good players in this league. A midfield trio of Michael Bradley, Jonathan Osorio, Marky Delgado, who've played together for 5+ years. You have a lot of continuity there. You do have a lot of age there, and you have some older legs. And it feels like something that Atlanta United can exploit if Toronto does what, frankly, has been working for them. They've won three of their last four. They got a draw in the other one. unbeaten in four straight, not normally what you see from a team in the next to last position in the conference.
It's our man, Jason Longshore, guys. He and Mike with the call from up in Canada. Get your papers in order. And joins us here on the waitfor.com hotline. We're live here at Twin Peaks. So, Jason, I know I asked you this. We're playing golf over the weekend. I was asking you about this. But
how was this game, by the way?
Jason, for a guy who's not playing a lot because he's busy calling soccer.
Sure.
Big hitter, big hitter.
Big hitter.
Effortless swing.
Nice.
Effortless swing.
Nice.
Yes. Would you say that's accurate, Jason?
Take that. Thank you, Mike.
You got it, man. But we were talking about this, and I was saying, you know, we had such a run through August. And, again, some of that started with, you know, with Rob Martino, and then it carried over to Pineda taking over. And then whether the international break, those road games, you know, losing in Philly, it just – I'm not saying we lost momentum, but all right, have we lost momentum?
No, I don't think they've lost momentum. That's what's so frustrating. I mean, we can look at this throughout the whole season, and we've had this conversation for months now, the three of us. They've been really close, really, in every game that they have lost or drawn. It's been right there for them, with the exception of the game in Chicago. One game all year where I felt like, all right, it wasn't there. They didn't have it that day. Outside of that, it's been little things here and there. On nights when they didn't play well, they still could have gotten a result. Some nights they played well but didn't get the result. It's been really close. The margins are just so thin. I think some of that's down to Atlanta hasn't been as good as we have hoped they would be. You've missed Joseph Martinez at different points in the year, obviously. I think some of this is down to the Eastern Conference being better than it's ever been and more competitive. And in a year where you don't have the cross-conference games, the conferences are beating up on each other. And I think the East is where you're seeing more of that, where it's individual small moments in games that are deciding – results, and I think ultimately deciding the table.
All right, Jason, six matches remain. Can we be a top four seed? We got to handle our business, but do we need help along the way? Because obviously that's going to mean we get a home match or we get home field for one of those matches. What has to happen in your estimation for that to play out outside of us handling our business? Is it just us winning out, or we need help?
Need a little bit of help just because there's teams ahead. I think that's possible because without those cross-conference games, you've got teams that are just going to play one another here the rest of the way. So you're not going to see weekends where everybody in the Eastern Conference all picks up points at the same time because it's impossible. So Atlanta's going to have to win out, I think, to assure themselves of a home playoff game. Not going to be easy, six games in 3 weeks, essentially, but everybody's dealing with that right now. I think the fourth-place spot is a little up for grabs. Orlando and D.C. have been better over the games before the international break. They've been better than I expected in those games, so they're a little bit higher up in the table than I thought. Everything else has kind of played out about the way I was expecting. You've got some elimination games behind Atlanta coming up, like Columbus and Miami this weekend. It feels like if there's a loser there, it's over. If there's a draw there, it's over. But you're going to need Orlando and D.C., I think, to revert to the form that we saw in September and in August, where they were both struggling and dropping points. And Orlando's really dropped a lot of points on the road. If they continue to do that and Atlanta gets hot and wins a couple on the road, which they're going to have to do to get a home playoff game, then it is possible. I think everything up to fourth is completely up for grabs right now.
On paper, we should be better even without Joseph than Toronto, but the game's not played on paper, Carl. It's played inside your radio. You hear it on 99 the game. Hey, man, so Toronto, then New York City coming here. We played them up at Red Bulls because their stadium wasn't available. And that was one of those games we should have won, Jason. And then we get Miami. And all right, so two games back-to-back, two Wednesday night games coming up. And we'll check in with you next week. Have fun up in Canada, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.